This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. This harvest season in North America is turning out to be a little bit different. There are all kinds of challenges, though it's still somewhat early in the game. I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Wherever you are in North America, I'm betting that on your farm, you may have run in already to some challenges in bringing in the crop because there's such a wide area. Whether you're talking about the Canadian provinces of Canada, down through the Dakotas and Minnesota, through the heart of the Midwest and Plain States, right down into the Southeast U.S., where it's been a challenge to bring in what appeared to be pretty good crops. Generally speaking, when the final crop estimates come in, they are not always that much different from the estimates that are put out in the month of August or in September. But we're now wondering if this could be a different year. With the snows that have occurred, for example, in the Canadian prairie, and snows that have fallen on fields in North Dakota, snows and heavy rains in areas of Minnesota, and rain by the foot dumped into parts of Iowa, parts of Missouri, areas of Illinois with way too much rain in the field, some producers were able to get a good start on the corn and soybean harvest in Illinois and Indiana, and then heavy rains brought it to a screeching halt. Others have been able to do very little in bringing in the crops. And then you take a look at what has happened in the Southeast United States, where the hurricanes, tropical storms have come in with excessive rains and winds. And as I've pointed out so often, hurricane damage to a crop is so cruel because in many instances, the crops and quite often very, very good, potentially yielding crops are damaged just days or hours before the harvest because they're near the maturity. And as was the case with Hurricane Florence, that storm came in early in the growing season, earlier than Hurricane Matthew, for example, for the farmers of North Carolina as they endured that storm 2 years ago. I'll be back after this.